Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's first talk about canola today. Last week, you mentioned the early July price. What was the June price?
Well, if you look at June prices, and that's when the canola was harvested, was early to mid-June. Came into June on the 1st of June, the canola price in Oklahoma, you're looking at an average of about 12 elevators across the state, was $6.76 for a 50-pound bushel. On June the 9th, it had peaked out at $7.10 a bushel. By July 1, it had fell to $6.19. August the 1, it was down to $5.23, and just today, it's at $5.25 a bushel. You look at the basis off that ICE July futures contract in Canada is about $4.81 underneath that ICE futures contract.
Of course, producers making a lot of planting decisions right now. How is canola looking for 2017 pricing?
Well, it's tough to get a 2017 price for canola or wheat or any other commodity. One way you can do it is you can look at the futures contract. That ICE contract, of course, is a Canadian contract. It's in metric tons and priced that way, and that's $483.80 for a July 17 ICE futures contract. Now, if you look at the average basis in June of that ICE 16 contract to the Oklahoma cash price, that basis averaged a minus $4.81. So if we use that to get an estimate, our kind of Kentucky windage, a starting point for next year's canola price, it'd be $6.15 a bushel.
Now, can you apply some of those same calculations to wheat for 2017?
You bet you can. Now, we do have a forward contract basis for wheat, and that helps us out with the basis, which we didn't have for canola. You look at July 17 for wheat, that contract's around $4.75. Right now, you can forward contract wheat in most places around Oklahoma for 95 cents less than that, and that gives you a forward contract price of about $3.80 a bushel, $3.81 right in there. If you look at the average June 16 basis, like we did for canola, it was a minus 78 cents under the July 16 contract price. Apply that to your 17 contract, and you get $3.97 or $4 for your wheat. So I'd probably be using around, say, 6.25 for canola, and I'd probably be using around $4 for wheat, budgeting out, looking for that 17, what I'm going to plant and harvest in 17.
Okay, a couple other quick questions. A lot of wheat in the bin. What's it going to take to get prices moving up? And then with all this in mind, strategy.
Well, if you look at wheat in the bin, like you said, there's a lot there. I think producers, if they've got it and they're going to hold it, they need to put it under that marketing loan so that they can get their 315, 316 out of it. Gives them 9 months for the price to come up. What's going to happen to get that price up is we've got to lose a foreign crop, more than one, because we've lost France. France's crop, I think that stopped our prices from sliding. We really need to lose Argentina and Australia. Australia is building storage right now in anticipation of a record crop.
Okay. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.